Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Connecticut water conditioning system since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. So, Bad Axe is set to celebrate the holiday season with its annual Tidings and Tinsel festivities on Saturday, November 29th. The Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce has organized a host of family-friendly activities taking place throughout the day, including food trucks, historical events, free movie showings, crafts, and a parade. Events kick off at 1 o'clock with One Day Christmas in the Village at the historic log cabins running until 5, and a free screening of The Grinch at Bad Axe Theater, including complimentary small drinks and popcorn for the kids from 1 to 3 p.m. Food trucks will be available from 3 to 8. Additional highlights include ornament decorating and storybook reading for kids hosted at the First United Methodist Church and a tree lighting ceremony at 5 o'clock in front of the Huron County Courthouse. The evening will feature a s'mores and hot cocoa social and warming areas provided by local businesses. Festivities conclude with the Tidings and Tinsel Christmas Parade from 6 to 8, and Thumb Broadcasting will be there that evening with our country cruiser announcing the floats that evening, so stop by and say hi. And we here at Thumb Broadcasting wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a happy kickoff to the Christmas season. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting announced recall petitions have been filed with her office. Carroll City resident Logan Carpenter filed proposed recall petitions for Karen Snyder, who is the mayor for the city of Carroll, and for Emily Campbell, who is a Carroll City Council member. The petition for a proposed recall for Snyder and for Campbell claim violation of the city charter section 5.9, failure to fill vacant council seat within 60 days. The Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a clarity/factual hearing at 8:30 a.m. Thursday, December 4th in the Tuscola County Probate Courtroom at 440 North State Street in Carroll. The county's Election Commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented was clear and of a factual basis. If it is, then the next step is gathering signatures of registered voters in the township. If enough signatures are gathered on the petition, the issue then goes to voters in the township to determine if the officials should be recalled or not.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Connecticut dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Connecticut water systems are customizable for every situation for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Francik Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150 and see what Connecticut Water System is right for you.
Two senior dogs abandoned on a downtown Caseville sidewalk are now safe and permanently housed at a no-kill dog sanctuary in Emily City. Local rescuers worked together to keep the bonded pair, now named Otto and Hank, together for the rest of their lives. Around 1:30 a.m. on October 23rd, security cameras in downtown Caseville recorded a white SUV stopping and someone pushing two dogs out onto the sidewalk before driving away, with the vehicle's license plate obscured. Caseville police are still looking for the person or people responsible and are asking anyone with information about the SUV or the dog's former owner to call 989-856-3304. A Huron County deputy transported the dogs to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, where staff named the golden-colored brothers Otto and Hank and noted that they were gentle, inseparable, and dependent on each other. After nearly 3 weeks of care, shelter operators contacted Hawkeye and Friends Dog Rescue and Sanctuary in Emily City to see if it could take both dogs so they would not be split up. Hawkeye and Friends, which functions as a lifelong sanctuary rather than a traditional adoption shelter, agreed to accept Otto and Hank as permanent residents. Staff reported the dogs quickly integrated into the resident pack, playing with other dogs and settling into their new environment, leaving rescuers puzzled as to why Such calm and well-behaved animals were abandoned. A Marlet woman was hospitalized following a two-vehicle crash Thursday afternoon at the intersection of Decker and French Line Roads in Marlet Township. According to the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office, a 2018 Chevrolet Silverado driven by a 60-year-old Croswell resident failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with the woman's southbound Ford Escape. Emergency crews treated the Marlet woman at the scene before transporting her to Aspire Rural Health System Hospital. The other driver was unhurt. The incident remains under investigation.
Hi, it's Emily from Francic Water Conditioning. Great water isn't just for drinking. It's for glowing skin, soft hair, and that fresh, clean feeling every time you shower. With the Kinetico system from Francic, your water works harder for you. No electricity, just smart, efficient conditioning tailored to your home. Experience the luxury of better water every day. Visit us on Emmett Road in Brockway, right where M19 meets M136, or call 800-848-5150. Francic Water, elevate your everyday.
The White House is circulating a proposal that would extend subsidies to help consumers pay for coverage under the Affordable Care Act for two more years. Millions of Americans face spiking health care costs when the current tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. The draft plan suggests that President Donald Trump is open to extending a provision of Obamacare as his administration and congressional Republicans search for a broader policy solution to a fight that has long flummoxed the party. The subsidies were at the heart of the Democrats' demands in the government shutdown fight that ended earlier this month. And Afghanistan's Taliban government has accused Pakistan of launching overnight airstrikes in three eastern provinces, killing 10 civilians. The government's chief spokesperson posted on X Tuesday that Pakistan bombed the home of a civilian in Khost province, killing 9 children and a woman. He said additional strikes were carried out in the provinces of Kunar and Paktika, injuring 4 others. Pakistan's military and government did not immediately comment on the allegation, which comes more than a month after cross-border clashes erupted when the Afghan government claimed Pakistani drone strikes hit Kabul. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Francic Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Connecticut water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.